it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the 20th anniversary spectacular. Mike, what do you have on tap there?
So we heard from our friend Sergeant Herrick Club earlier today, and as much as we love him, he did have to be a boss at some point and kind of put down some work on everybody here in this room. And one of those was in the form of making videos. You see, there was this big grand new thing. It's called YouTube, and so all the kids are doing it. We need to go out there. We need to put videos out there. And at first, it started out as some fun. Your old producer, Ben the Psycho Muppet, you guys actually created a handful of videos and put them up there as well. But then there was a clear point where Hair Club came down on you guys and started saying, hey, we need to up the amount of videos that we're putting out here. We need to be putting out videos, I think, once a week, maybe once a day that we needed to start doing. And you guys are so mature and not vindictive at all. I did manage to find this particular video right here.
Hold on, Bitchos. How are you? We're in the men's room, and as you maybe or maybe do not know, our own Sergeant Hair Club requires us every week to come up with a video.
Boo!
He's adamant about this. He wants it really, really bad, but he wants something really good. Yes. We have come up with a great concept, not only for him, but something where he can take this video home with him and enjoy it later. So we wanted to really just give back to him and give him a video that he would ultimately enjoy. Now, I've been going to the chiropractor, and one of the things that they want for me is to sit on this giant ball. The problem is, the more I sit on it, the more air gets taken out of it. So what we're going to do for the Hair Club, do you know what POV is? Maybe you should check an adult site. POV is point of view. So it's like you're just there.
I thought it was pain or something.
No.
I'm all wrong.
No. POV is like you're just there. So this is a POV love letter to Sergeant Hair Club as we take care of my ball.
In case you didn't figure out, you guys are out pumping up the ball, as it were.
Oh, yeah.
You like chubby guys, don't you? Is this what you like? What you younger guy? 30.
Hair Club. It's a video for Hair Club. It's a video for Hair Club. It's a video for Hair Club. That's right. I'm pumping your ball, Hair Club. It's for you.
You like it like this? You want the reverse? I can even do it right here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm thinking of you right now.
I mean, I got to commend you, Steve. You put the most effort
into
your
shirt off. Yeah.
He did. He had his shirt off. He went reverse grip with it.
Well,
went right-handed
Western,
with
Western,
it.
Yeah.
A Western grip,
Western,
my man. Did you guys get any kind of blowback on that video at all that you can remember?
No, it's probably in the file.
No.
It probably is.
It's probably in that file the cast is talking about.
He was lying. That thing was like this thick.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge.
It was like, I don't want to look in there because I'll just get upset.
Right.
I'm like, why did you put that there?
I want to thumb through it.
We meant no harm.
I want to see the stories you guys got.
Yes.
That's what all this is.
You're talking about Ben the Psycho Muppet and his YouTube channel. One of the things we brought into the realm of the men's room was to add a new member.
Oh, yeah.
So we were thinking about, at that time, hey, change the dynamic of the show. Also, Ted, other than, what the hell is the name of that dog you had?
Tigger.
Other than Tigger.
Yeah, man.
Ted had never had a...
I'm saying she a gold digger.
But, yes.
Tigger could have said it.
He could have said it.
He could have in the neighborhood you lived in.
Yeah.
But we brought in a new member of this show, and we thought that we would give Ted a pet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yeah. Little baby Jesus.
So do we have the audio from the introduction of was it the fifth member, Little Baby Jesus?
It was, yes, the fifth member of the men's room.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So here is the introduction, because Ted did not know he was getting a new pet at the time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of surprised him, like, Ted, you're a dad now.
Ryan Castle, could you please come in?
All right, let's go.
And bring in the newest member to the men's room.
As long as this goddamn thing stays alive. We're waiting the dramatic entrance. Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome the newest member to the men's room. Do you see his name?
His name is Little Baby Jesus.
Little Baby Jesus. Little Baby Jesus, the goldfish, will now come into the studio every single day with the men's room. Ted, since it is the holiday season and Christmas is fast approaching, as it is December 1st, you are now the proud parent of Little Baby Jesus.
Hey, I want you to know Little Baby Jesus cost me 14 cents today. Just so you know.
We have a...
Little Baby fish. Jesus doesn't know, but he married up. He's a feeder fish. So instead of getting eaten, now you get to hang out at the rock. Congratulations, right. Baby Jesus.
Ted, what do you think there? Little Baby Jesus.
I'm just a swell of emotions.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I can't believe I, Ted Smith, have a fish.
But I want you to understand this. Little Baby Jesus is not just the best. Little Baby Jesus is now the fifth member on the men's room.
Right.
So I want you to understand, if Little Baby Jesus dies, you killed a member of the show, for which it would be very difficult to forgive you. I understand we all have a lifespan, but Little Baby Jesus is in your trust. And we heard audio.
Yeah.
No, look, what we agreed to, you live around the corner anyway.
That's right.
Instead of you taking it home, we can just leave it here. We'll lock him up in the office, but I'm not feeding it. I'm not changing the water. I'm not worried about it. This is your fish that you can take care of. When I told my wife today that we were getting Little Baby Jesus, my wife gave me an earful about what it is to take care of a fish. And I said, don't tell me, tell Ted, because it is not my fish. Little Baby Jesus is the fish of Ted.
Is he looking at you? Don't tap on the tank.
Why not?
Because they say don't do that at the pet store.
I think it's a good idea to keep it locked up in your office, too, because I told STP from BJ's show about this morning, and he's like, oh, that fish is going to get tortured in that studio.
Well, here's the problem. Little Baby Jesus, as you know, was born...
tortured, really, but like it's just going to be loud, and there's a lot of stuff going on all the time.
Real Little Baby Jesus.
So, do we go on holiday before... Was that the last show?
It wasn't the last show.
Because it was December
Christmas,
1st.
Right. Christmas was fast approaching.
Yeah. Okay. We had Little Baby Jesus for a few weeks.
We had... No. We had Baby Jesus for a couple days.
No. It was a few weeks.
It was December 1st.
He was right. He was fine. And then we went on Christmas break. And again, this was my frustration. They didn't give me a key to our office.
Right.
So I was like, well, how am I supposed to take care of him?
Huh.
Yeah, so he couldn't be
fed. So then for years, Miles, you would still blame me. And I'm like, I didn't have a key.
But that was a joke.
I wasn't kidding. Give me a goddamn key.
Do we have a key?
We did.
You two did.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember that door being under lock and key.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who locked it?
I don't think we ever locked it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had situations where we had other staff members come in.
And steal our stuff.
Steal our booze. And then pass out.
At another station. Oh yeah.
And then have to be woken up with dead air because they came in and drank all our tequila. So I did not think that we had a lock on that door. I did not know that.
We never locked it until this other station's employees came down.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Snatched our booze. And I remember Hair Club's like, look, I'm torn because why do you guys have so much booze here? I'm like, well, because we drink it. He goes, right. But that's what was his thing. He's like, you have to lock it up and explain the situation. So these overnighters on a different station, they got into it, and I guess the guy passed out. The worst part was when the relief came in, instead of learning it, they started drinking tequila, and then they passed out. So basically, it was like two shifts in a row
and
on the weekend.
And they went to the hurricane. But we had already been locking it. Yeah. I mean, right? They left work and went
great
to the hurricane.
Great breakfast spot.
but we had been locking it, because that was the whole thing. I came in to try to feed them. I couldn't get in.
You're just looking through the window like, he's dying in there.
Right.
Get it in there.
Oh, my God.
Right. So then when I left town, we put Steve Rock in charge. But again, Castle had the key. I think you guys were out of town. It was like, he was doomed.
Yeah.
It was doomed.
He was doomed. And then after 3 days.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully he enjoyed the view.
Yeah.
Well, all fish go to heaven.
Yeah.
Just like dogs.
Yeah. We had chia pets in there. We had fish.
You had the Obama head.
Yeah.
And ended up growing cornrows, man. And it looked like we were trying to make a statement, which we were not, right? You slather his head, you do all the crap they say in the commercial. We watered it. But instead of sprouting like an afro, it was like these clear lines.
Well, the seeds kind of drooped down.
Yeah, and we were like, we can't have this in here.
It got hot in that office.
I guess so. Yeah,
yeah. The sun came down.
Do-rag on one time.
That's right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.